Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of living in the light as you are in the light. Thank you for this word, Father God, that it will just let us see and understand what you see and understand so that we can enjoy you and have all that you want us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We're reading Romans 7. I'll do it from 7 verses 1 to 5, or maybe just 1 to 4. Or do you not know, brothers? I'm speaking to those who know the law. So the audience is those that know the law, those that's under the law. That the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives. For a married woman is bound by law to a husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law. And if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, in the same way, so this is the example, my brothers and sisters, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, even to him who has been raised from the dead, that's Jesus, in order that we may bear fruit for God. So this is just pointing out, you know, the law was there for a time. We see God promised from the very beginning when sin came into this world. He gave a promise there. The seed of the woman, Jesus, will crush the serpent's head. Then later on, he started a relationship of faith with Abram, and then he promised him that his seed, and that seed is not seeds, his seed, Jesus, would deal with sin. He would bring in a new and a better covenant. And that wonderful promise there, that the seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head, was then shared with to his beloved disciple, a beloved follower, father of faith, Abram. And then the Bible tells us in Galatians, 430 years later, the law was only given so that people could just see the depth of where they've fallen to, and then also see that it was a power wheel. This revelation here, Paul speaks about it in Galatians chapters 2 and 3. But here he gives a personal testimony of how the law gives you all the good intentions, but you find you can't do it. So we'll go into that later. But then the beautiful thing is that something better is here. Amen. Something, you know, when we all know, and many still hold on to that, you sins will die. And the wages of sin is death. And we hold on to that, but we don't go further into that. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we find there's if you sin, you die. But then we find that he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. That supersedes that first law. And this is what we've got to take hold of. This is the gospel. It's not we haven't got Jesus, or if only we had Jesus. We have got Jesus. God so loved the world, he sent his only son so that we don't perish but have eternal life. So the good news, guys, is the Lord has come. And now because the Lord has come, sin is taken away because you have now got the reality of the life that we lost in Adam is now restored. And so now the reality is found in abiding in the vine, staying in tune as the parts of the body looking to the head from which we grow. So stay abiding, stay looking to the head, and then we don't bring fruit of death, we bring fruit, the goodness of the Lord, the wonderful purpose, just as we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. That is the reality of the blessings we have now. And it says so beautiful, blessed, the Father is blessed, because he has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So be blessed. Arise and shine. Look to the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Walk with the Lord. And bear the wonderful fruits of God. In Jesus' name, amen.